And when everything's fucking up, all the menu are just trash, rename, duplicate, whatever.
I turned up the volume.
And one says open with.
Okay. Yeah.
It should be at the very top of
your head. Hello. Hey, Kareem, it's Steve.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Doing well. Calling just to, I'm looking over all your files. I'm getting actually ready here to submit it. I just wanted to go over a few things. Do you have a minute real quick?
Sure thing.
Cool. So looking over your bank statements, I noticed that you have an on-deck loan. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you know how much that... What the balance is on that?
I believe that is 50% reduced. So it is, I think it was like, I think with their interest and stuff in it, it was about 80. So I think it's about 40,000.
40,000 right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how long was that term for?
I believe that was a 12-month term.
Okay. So you have about 6 months left?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Oh, and one more thing. It looks like, and just so you know, just you know what I can do too is I'll send you just a copy of your credit score, your credit report if you want. I mean, it's totally free for
okay.
us. I mean, I'll send that to you. Just going over that real quick. Let me pull it up. Just so you know, your score is at 661, which is fine. But there's one thing I...
661, you said?
Yeah, 661. But there is just one thing I want to just ask real fast is back in September, did you try to go with Cabbage?
Like I referred to Cabbage at one point for a loan option.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Okay, what did they say when that happened?
Cabbage is a non-starter for me because my wife has a loan with them.
Okay.
Or a line of credit with them.
Okay. So did they give you an approval or anything, or they just said no?
They could not proceed with it because of that. Because if there is somebody already, your spouse is already
gotcha.
Doing business, they didn't want any crossover like that.
Okay, I gotcha. And,
can I just ask you, do they impact my credit score when you do something like that? Like, did Cabbage do something? If you see it on my credit score, they must impact it. Like, does it count against me, a credit check that they have done or something?
Well, I don't know how Cabbage works. I know that any time that you need to take out a loan, even if you go to Wells Fargo, Bank of America, anywhere, they're going to have to take a look at your credit. Now, the thing I can say about us is that, we do take a look at your credit, but the nice thing is that we only pull from experience. So it's consider what they consider like a soft pull, I guess.
Right.
So we don't pull from all three. We just pull from just the one. So, I mean, that's the nice thing about us. But I don't know how Cabbage works. I just see that they are on your inquiry. So they must have, pulled, something and hit your credit. Anywhere you go, that's going to happen. But the cool thing is, what people misinterpret a lot of the time is that if you get, let's say, if you keep looking for a loan, right? Let's say if you go here, then you go somewhere else, and you go somewhere else in a short period of time, it won't actually hit your credit score because you're looking for a loan in the same entity of businesses. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense
right.
at all? So that's the nice thing.
Right, yeah. I'm just surprised, honestly, between you and I, I'm surprised my credit score is that good. I just thought with my business and the way I operate and what goes in is usually going out again, I just thought my credit score would be horrible. So that's at least a bit of good news. I can have a drink on that tonight.
Hey, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, everything else looks pretty good. I mean, looking through it here, you're not derogatory on anything. You haven't been late. Yeah, I mean, I'll send it to you. I mean, it's free for us, so I mean, I can just send it to you. I mean, that's one thing I can do for you.
Who are you looking at?
I'm through Experian. That's who we pull from. And then,
well, I appreciate you sharing that with me.
Yeah, of course. And then just one more thing too, on your tax return, because I know you're an LLC, but on your tax return it says that you're a sole prop.
I have no idea why they do that. You'll also see that it's tied in with my personal Social Security number and stuff rather than a Fed ID. It's just the way it's always been done, I guess.
Okay.
I was told it doesn't really create a problem, but because the numbers are basically the same. But I guess it's because I'm 100% sole proprietor or something.
Okay, but your company is an LLC, right?
Yes, registered with the state.
Yeah. Okay. Why, have you had problems other places? Have they brought that up before or something?
One time, I remember months ago, somebody asked me the same question. Why is you are under your personal, Social Security number and not the business thing?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't know why. I asked the IRS even, and they said it's not a big deal. It sort of works out the same way, that that's just how the filer has filed it. I think, you know, maybe I can even ask you in your professional opinion, if I do my taxes this year, should I risk changing that or asking them to file it differently? But I think because my filing takes place with my wife, so we do a joint filing. She does a Schedule C, I do a Schedule C.
Okay.
I don't know enough about tax law and stuff like that to know why they do it, but maybe that could be something with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's clear to you. I mean, this happens quite a bit. I mean, to be honest, you know, with companies, I just have to make sure like what's going on, like there's not like a false business going on or anything like that. But for like getting loans and things,
if you ask
like,
my mother, she would probably tell you it's all false.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. But yeah, for a business sake, like if you're thinking about maybe, taking out loans with somebody else in the future, I mean, it doesn't hurt to switch to an LLC. I don't think you're going to, you know, pay any more on the taxes or anything like that. I'm not 100% sure. I don't have a degree in tax law or anything like that. You know what I mean? But just from what I've seen, you know, it's totally up to you. I mean, that's not really going to hurt an approval or anything. I just have to explain what's going on there. So that's pretty much all I can say. But, you know, just for the hassle, you know, if you're ever going to do something in the future with somebody else, hopefully not. Hopefully
you
stick with us.
Maybe talk to my tax preparer.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to my tax preparer and see what I can figure out.
Okay. And let me see. I think that's it. I just, you answered all my questions. And I think we're good.
Okay, so when do you think I might be hearing back from you about the possibility here?
Yeah, so what's going to happen now is I'm going to submit it, and then you're going to get a call from one of my quality control officers, and what they're going to do is really just kind of summarize everything that me and you talked about, just so they don't, so they cover all the cracks, like if I had missed anything or anything like that. It's a really short conversation, and then after that, I'll probably have an answer for you probably tomorrow. That's probably the earliest, the latest Thursday.
Okay.
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 And we can go from there.
And in your personal opinion, just off the top of your own head, no obligation to me, what do you think from what you see right now?
From what I see,
okay? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at your bank statements right now because that's what they're mostly going to look at. Let's see here. And, I mean, you have really good cash flow. I mean, you have, you know, your good balances, good ending, good beginning. The only thing I might be a little concerned about is that the on-deck loan. The only reason I'm concerned about that is because, let's say it's $40,000. They have to be able to pay that off, and then, you know, because you're looking for a little bit extra, right? Like 50 or 60 or something like that. And
I see what you're saying. So you would have to buy out that loan, basically.
Exactly.
And then just to simplify things.
Right.
I mean, I'm open to that, but it would just depend on what amount you could forward me. If we're talking about just substituting, if we're talking about you giving me 40 and that just goes on deck, it's not even worth, you know, doing all the
sure.
paperwork, right? You
yeah, I got, yeah but, of course. But yeah, I mean, let me work with you. I'm going to definitely tell him what's going on here, and then I'll definitely try to get you, you know, a little bit more what you're looking for. So let me work with you, and I will, I'll touch base with you. I have a meeting with my underwriters today, so, I mean, I'll talk to him about it. So we can go from there, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Of course. You're welcome. Have a good day if you don't hear from me, all right?
All right, man. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.